Welcome to the podcast series, Small Business Survival Conversations. Through our weekly conversations, we hope to provide you with strategies and insights, knowledge and expertise to enlighten you as you work to build and grow your business. Here are your hosts, Anna Steinfest and Dr. Michael Troyer.
Our topic today is 5 hacks to beat procrastination today.
I know, Michael, it's a very interesting topic. Sometimes I procrastinate myself, and that's why we wanted to do this topic for our listeners and for ourselves, reminders for ourselves. So our first hacks, we're going right into it. Write down on a piece of paper all the tasks you need to complete.
To finish a project,
that's correct. And then commit to doing only the first 2 things on this task list.
Mm-hmm. Let's say you have a task list of 8 items. Think of it, you'll be done in 4 days. Isn't that nice? Suddenly it's done with little steps. That's appealing. So list all the tasks, then pick up the first 2 and get them done, and then move on to something else today. Tomorrow you come back and get the next 2. Simple. That's a hack.
Yeah, that's right. The next one is take the easy route. So what do you mean by that, Michael?
Well, you find some tasks or actions that you can easily do. And I know we all have those. We walk into the office in the morning. Oh, you're going to work on a big project, that procrastination object, task rather. But here's a couple emails you can answer. Okay, go ahead and answer them. But just agree that when you've answered 3 emails, now you're going to go to that thing you've been putting off. So we're saying, take the easy route, get yourself started, get some momentum, write a letter to somebody, whatever, but then go to that procrastination task project that you haven't done and make yourself started. Just get yourself going. It's like a cup of coffee in the morning. I need a cup of coffee and then I'm gangbusters. So the coffee is my easy route, my easy task, momentum.
Yeah, but I have to warn you here. Also, you have to make sure that, you know, the easy route, sometimes pay attention that it doesn't take your whole morning. Just make sure that you put yourself a set time. This is how much time I will spend on this, and you will start going. And once you start going, you know, it you will start moving, and you'll be like, oh, I'm so excited, I will move to the next project. But, you know, don't spend too much time on some of the easy tasks, Michael.
And you're absolutely right, because we're really hitting on what causes procrastination. So I've got a big elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. I have to write a letter to someone. I'm not looking forward to it. Or I've got a project I just don't enjoy, or I don't know what I'm going to do on it. So I get started on those easy tasks, and I never finish the easy tasks. I spend the whole day on them because I can avoid that big elephant.
Yes.
So you have to agree. You're only going to do a small number of those. Maybe you give yourself 5 minutes to do the easy task, get the momentum going, and then turn around and face the elephant. All right, I'm going to write it.
I just wanted to say for our listeners, because there is when we were young, we will have this question, how do you eat an elephant?
Mm-hmm.
1 bite at a time.
Yeah, yes.
So what I do sometimes with this big elephant, I mean, that's my personal experience. I will put this huge project and I will say, I will do only 1 thing for this project. And once I start doing it, I catch myself that I'm into the project, start moving, and my thinking is going in the right direction. Instead of spending only 5-10 minutes, I will continue for half an hour on an hour. So instead of 1 step, I already completed 2 or 3 steps. So that's the way, that's why we are referring here the elephant in the room. Just take 1 step at the time, or sometimes start with easy project just to get you going and go to this big elephant. So Michael, the next one.
Let me go back. I just want to say that you have to understand the discipline that the two of us are talking about. I could spend my whole morning doing little things. I've got a whole bunch of little things out there and I want them off my desk, but they're little things. That big project has to get done, but it's not due till Friday, so I can wait till Thursday night and then stay up all night doing it. Sure. No, you have to do a little bit every day. So the tendency is I can put it off by doing all the little things and get them done. No, it's not good. You got to start the project today. So do 2 little things and then get to the project and put a little bit in every day. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. The next hack, Michael, is eat the worm first. Now, again, we have elephant, now the worm. What do you mean by that, Michael?
Well, worms are like liver and lima beans and grasshoppers. They don't sound very appetizing, but once you figure out how to get at them, you put a little spice on them maybe, and then you can figure out how to eat the worm or eat that grasshopper. The point here is that big project or that nest, that letter that's just not a pleasant letter to write, you're putting it off. Why not get up in the morning and let that be the very first thing you get at? That's another way to beat procrastination. Just get it out of the way. So you go at it, and suddenly you get into it and find, well, it's not that distasteful. I'm making some progress here. I think I'll keep going. It's not as disruptive as I thought. An hour later, that nasty procrastination project or letter is done, and
That's
it's off
right.
your to-do list.
That's
Oh,
right.
and you
Yeah.
can move on.
Yes, that's right. That's another hack. And we have my favorite hack beating procrastination is set a timer. I love that because I will set myself a timer for 30 minutes and I will know that I will give everything possible for this particular project for 30 minutes and that's it. And knowing that you're on limited time and you have only 30 minutes you'll spend on this project, you have more energy to put into this project.
I think an important part of that is the implication here of something nice coming afterwards. So if I give myself 30 minutes to get this project done, I know, and even if I don't get it done, at 30 minutes I stop and I move on to something else I want to do. That fuels me. Okay, at least I only have to do 30 minutes. I can do that. Sure. And then we go have that bowl of ice cream or cereal for dessert or whatever motivates you to get through the 30 minutes of agony of getting that project underway or completed.
Absolutely, absolutely. And our last hack, Michael, is leading and following.
That's a little different. It's very similar to all of these. The hacks are not unrelated to each other, but this is doing something really totally unrelated to the item that's causing you to put it off and put it off and put it off. So start a day with maybe it's meditation, or maybe it's sitting out in the sun watching the creatures of the world move past you and listening for what's going on, or simply getting into some intense exercise with the understanding that when that's done, that 30 minutes or so, you're going to go to that project and get at it. So you're easing yourself when you're leading yourself into that project by doing something you really like to do that's totally unrelated to it. As a matter of fact, what's going to happen, particularly if you meditate or if you're sitting there in the yard watching the birds feed or you're exercising, you're going to be thinking about the project probably. You're beginning to bring some of that thoughts in. You're not supposed to when you meditate, but it frees the mind. It opens it up so that you can then get at those things you need to get at.
Sometimes I will get a walk, and I know that after I'm done with the walk, I'll go back and work on the project because that clears my mind. And like you said, meditate. I will meditate sometimes, and I know that as soon as I'm done, because your mind comes down and does not think if you're truly meditating. I know that in some cases you cannot focus meditating and you're thinking about the project, like Michael said, but true meditation, it clears your mind. And so you stop the meditation and you jump into the project. So your mind is calm. And you can take more pressure on the project. The other thing is like leading and following. What I do sometimes is I just will say simply, one, two, three, start. That's it. And you jump into the project. This project you're putting aside, you hate it. Just do it. One, two, three. I will start right now, right at this moment. Put the timer or mix some of the hacks together. We don't want you, oh, I will do this, I will do this. No, you can have different hacks. Or like simultaneously, one or two hacks at the same time.
And you can do these at different times of the day. I admit, when I have to do something, when I have to write something that's demanding of my mind, I like to do that right away in the morning. If I'm up at 6, I'm going to get at that by 6:15. I don't even need a cup of coffee. I'm just going to get at it to get it done. And I'm tends to be more creative at that time of the day, so it works. If I have to proofread something, I'll do that at 9, 10, 10 at night. That's my second surge of energy, and I can get a lot done. I don't know why. Middle of the day, I'm terrible. Don't ask me to write anything from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. I have trouble keeping my eyes open if you ask me to do that. So figure out when to apply your hack
Yes,
as
definitely.
well as using the hack. We have a little principle here. If you keep a to-do list, which Anna and I both talk about a lot, if something shows up on your to-do list 2 days in a row, you're procrastinating. Third day, you better apply a hack. Get it off the list.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And I really love what Michael just shared with you. You have to know, when are you productive? Mm-hmm. I'm like Michael, early in the morning and late at night. During middle of the day, I'm a little bit more going and talking to people, talking to business owners, not too much of a focusing on a project. So see what works for you and put it on your calendar. Mm-hmm. Block it. And you know that during that time, you'll be working on a very, very heavy project you don't like, but you know that you're productive and you'll be more efficient that time.
Just think of what Anna just said too. If you have somebody who sets your calendar for you, for example, make sure they know you to give you your procrastinated projects early in the day when you can think clearly and get at it and close the door and be all right. Don't do it in the middle of the day, or maybe schedule that late in the afternoon. Schedule your appointments in midday when you need to stay awake by talking to somebody.
That's right.
All right.
Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to the Small Business Survival Conversation podcast. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And don't forget to join us next week for another episode. In the meantime, hook up with us on our Facebook group at Small Business Survival Tools and Tips. Till next time, thank you for listening.